How you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. Welcome to another episode of Serious Thing. My name is Winston Marsh. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking your time to listen to Serious Thing. I hope what Serious Thing brings to you adds value to you and your life, and you get something out of it. You know, maybe you're going to work, maybe you're at the gym, maybe you're on your way from work listening to Serious Thing. Something to listen to, you know, get your mind off work and just clear your mind and just have fun while we bring you Serious Thing, which is raw, unedited, and uncut. We just bring it to you the way it is, you know. But thank you again for all the listeners, the subscribers, and if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. And I just want to say thank you for making Serious Thing what it is. Now, what am I really big up? Today's topic is going to be the names we choose. And it's heavily influenced by Jamaican culture. So you might hear me go off and go into my patois and, you know, touch on certain things. But this topic has been requested and has been talked about by a lot of people, a lot of my peers, and they want to hear more about the Jamaican culture, certain parts of Jamaica, or the Jamaican culture, you know, how we do, why we do the things we do, why we say the things we say. But this one is very excited. I was kind of sort of anxious or just thinking about how to go about starting this episode, but here it is, you know. So today's episode is the names we choose. And when I say the names we choose, it means how we come about giving people certain names that stick to them, you know, and how it doesn't really necessarily impact them in a negative way, but it's something that stays and it just grows on that person, you know. Now, my name's Slims. Let me give you a brief history of that. S-L-I-M-Z. They call me Slims because all throughout my life, I've been mager, you know, skinny, slim. So when I was in the eighth grade, I had a substitute teacher that she was calling on people in the class and asking them questions. So for some reason, she forgot my name because we gave her our names at the beginning of the class. I think it was a history class. And she forgot my name, so she looked over at me. She couldn't remember my name, and she just said, Slims. So from that day, I've been called Slims throughout my high school, from 8th grade to 11th. And it just stuck. So hence the name on my Instagram page, Slims21. Now you know where I get the word. The name Slims21 came from my history teacher. I can't even remember her name, but she was wearing pink at the time. I don't know why that stuck. But anyway, so the names we choose. And going from here on, you know, you growing up, you would hear people being called certain names. You know, if you don't know this person's name, you give them a name. Like, there's a lady I used to cook around the way. She had a store, and we didn't know her name, but people called her Miss B. So we always say, hey, Miss B, and her name would be Jackie or something. So where did the B come from, you know? So it's just things like that. So Miss B, and then let me give you another example. In Jamaica, anybody that was Chinese, we used to call him Mr. Chin. I don't know, even if their name wasn't Mr. Chin, we used to call him Mr. Chin, Wagwan, you know, and they would respond because they know, you know, it's just one of the things and some of the things we do in Jamaica. And going to high school, we had people, I mean, that was where all the names came about, you know. All the nicknames and all the pet names and all the names he would call people, and people would answer to it. You know, it wasn't something negative, but it was something, there was some kind of truth to the name that they were being called. You know, if somebody's lip was big, they call him Lipo, or if somebody's head was big, they call him Heady or something, you know. But in today's world, we gotta be careful of the names we use and the things we say, because there are a lot of innuendos and all that. All kind of sort of stuff. But going forward, I remember in the neighborhood where I lived, there used to be a guy that used to sell ice cream. And guess what we used to call him? Creamy. So it's funny, but it's just a name that stuck. We didn't even know the guy's name, but we know, yeah, well, the ice cream man is coming. Ice cream man, I come. Ice cream man, I come. Creamy, creamy. He used to say creamy, 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 red one, red one. I don't know what he was saying. But looking back at that, he used to walk around with a bucket, and it had ice cream in it. And around the ice cream, it had dry ice in it, you know, just to keep it cold. And he used to walk around with on the side of the handle of the bucket, he had like a scoop, and it was in water all the time, you know. I don't know where he got the water from, but he was walking for a long time, you know, but the ice cream didn't melt, you know, so he was trying to sell it before it melted. And, you know, thinking back, if he had to take a leak, where would he wash his hands if he's on this? But anyway, so with that being said, yeah, we used to call him Creamy, you know, and he used to sell ice cream. Everybody used to buy ice cream from him. And my dad said one day, hey, you ever wonder where that guy washed his hands? And, you know, we growing up weren't thinking about that. We just wanted ice cream. You know, we didn't care about all the health reasons and the health issues and being clean and, you know, being hygienic and all that. But it so happens that when you get older, you think about these things. You know, when you have kids, you think about them being clean and the things you used to go through. And then with that being said, you know, that was one of the names we used to give the ice cream guy. In high school, there was a guy that used to sell, we call it bag juice, but it wasn't bag juice. It was sky juice. And he had plastic bags, you know, pack of plastic bags, and he used to have the block of ice, and he had a shaver, and he used to shave the ice and put it in a bag and add syrup to it, and we used to call that sky juice. Guess what we used to call him? Juicy. You know, so it just the names that we chose in Jamaica growing up for things that people do, it just stuck. You know, there are guys that used to sell peanut at the football games and the football match. Yo, Nutsy. We used to call him Nutsy. I don't know why, but it just stuck, you know. Things like that, like different names that people call people. I remember there was a guy, the same guy used to sell the sky juice with the shave ice. And I don't know why, but his name was Squally. So when you looked at him, he was very skinny, tall guy, good guy. His lips were very dry, and he used to have the white around it. So I guess that's why they call him Squally. You know, it's one of those names where you wonder, what does Squally mean? But we used to talk about white squall in Jamaica, and it used to symbolize when somebody is hungry or in need of food. They used to form that bridle or the white around the lips. So we used to call him Squally. You know, thinking about that, I had a history teacher in college, and every time he talked, he foamed at the mouth, at the side of his mouth. And I used to lick my lips for him, like, you know, like, I'm licking my lips like, yo, you don't feel that? Like, but anyway, that was a random sidebar. But yeah, it's just the names we choose. And these are just some of the examples. I remember my sister was slim as well, but she was skinny. Mari, big up, you know, I never talked about you, but there is a song in Jamaica that they used to say, they used to go, all maga gal are jagana vanillian for them, kukum, kukum, kum. Used to call the skinny girls kukum, kum. So these are just some of the names. If you were big boned or if you were thick or fat, we used to call people bigger. You know, if you were thick or fat or whatever, regardless if you're a male or female or whatever, we used to call you bigger. And the name just stuck. Now, these name calling or the names they chose for us wasn't a form of bullying, but sometimes people found it hard to pronounce people's names, and people just give you a name and it just stuck, and it wasn't something bad. You know, it wasn't associated to bullying, but in today's world and today's culture and where we live, it might be joined or classed in a sense of it's a kind of bullying, calling people names. But growing up back then in Jamaica, we never used to think about it that way. Bullying used to come with a form of people bigger than you or people who are larger than you when you were much smaller, and they used to pick on you or fight you or take your money or whatever it is. But the names we choose is something interesting. And if in today's world, if you're a kid or a teenager, and you know, you people are calling you names, that's something different. The name calling situation, sometimes if it's something you don't like, you can confront it, you know, confront it head on, you know. And not all name calling situations need to be confronted, but if your feelings are seriously hurt, it might be worth it to stand up and say something to the person calling you a certain name or certain names if it's associated to bullying. But just some of the things, you know, we used to do growing up, and it's just names. And then light-skinned girls in Jamaica, we used to call them browning, you know. So it's like funny, it's like, why would you call them browning if they're not even, you know? But these are some of the names we chose again to call these people that we don't know their names or, you know. And it's interesting. I know in different cultures, in the Hispanic cultures, they add names to, let me see if I can explain this the right way. Like, I had a friend called Emil, and he was Hispanic, Puerto Rican, and his brother used to call him Emilito. You know, they add that piece, that too, ito, to the end of it, you know, and it just stuck. You know, and it's something like, let me give you another example. Maybe something close to it, but not really that close. But in Jamaica, when we say hush, oh hush, we don't mean to shut up, you know. But here in the States, when you say hush, it means for you to be quiet or hush up. But in Jamaica, when we say all right, hush, it doesn't mean for you to shut up. It means, like the Hispanics would say, oh pobrecito or pobrecita, and it means, you know, it's just like a calming thing to keep you, you know, calm and under control. But it's just different things, and while the names we choose and the things we used to do growing up may not apply now, we could look back and say, in my culture, in my Jamaican culture, it never used to be an issue where it would lead to something serious. For example, it can also be most like bullying in terms of slash name calling, the name we chose. And this could be a sidebar for a different topic under bullying. I should do a different episode we touch on just bullying, but I just wanted to put this part in because it kind of sort of correlates to and might lead up to, you know, that bullying part. But it can also be that is, well, name calling can also be the most damaging forms of bullying. So you may even sometimes leave the victim or the person you're calling name with a negative message about who they are. So with that being said, if you have ever been called a name that you don't like, or it's something that stuck, how did or how do you deal with it? You know, let me know. You could hit me up on my Instagram page or my IG page, Slims21, SLIMZ21. You know, I hope everybody is good out there. I just wanted to share this and touch on it. Culture shock. You know, you're out there. Big up to everybody that is handling the pandemic and is, you know, staying strong. You know, power to you. You know, it tests our strength and how we pivot and move forward in this pandemic. And, you know, I hope everybody is good. You know, I hope all is well. Wish nothing but the best for people who are out there grinding every day, you know, working, trying to provide. You know, it's kind of sort of feels like it's getting better, but it's still out there. It's just not being talked about a lot. But just be safe if you're out there. Say hi, hello to somebody out there. And let me know how you feel about this topic. I wanted to go more into it, but you know, my podcast series is not so long, like Owa Adan thing and people talk about all type of foolishness. But I just wanted to bring some kind of value and just make you aware of how, you know, some part of the Jamaican culture is when it comes on to the names we choose. And yeah, they used to call me Stretch too, because I'm 6'9". I'm skinny. I'm slim. I've always been slim. And yeah, just to throw that in there, random sidebar there. And you know, wishing everybody well wishes. You know, this is Winston Marsh with Serious Thing. You know, say hi, hello to somebody out there. It goes a long way. Prayer changes everything. Try that. And if you have any suggestions about topics relating to my Jamaican culture, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram and let me know how you feel about certain things that we spoke about. If you're out there and you're serious about how people call you names, or if you're being called names, you know, let me know how you feel and how you deal with it. And let's see if we could have an open discussion, maybe an Instagram live. And let me know how you guys feel about an Instagram live about certain topics, and we could go from there. You know, we could have people come in and talk about you know, different things and how it affects them in terms of the topic that we choose. But once again, may I go on, may I chat too long, you know, and you know how it go. Jamaican people, big up on yourself, be safe, everybody be safe out there. Remember again, prayer changes everything. This is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. Mari, big up, you know, Jamaican people, big up, you know, for Serious Thing. This is Winston Marsh again, and guess what, I'm outie.